I am here in studio with State Senate candidate Gary Innes, who's going to join me, tell me a little bit about his campaign today. Gary, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Christine, for having me.
You are running as a Republican for the State Senate seat for the Norfolk Plymouth District. Now, for people who are not sure about what that includes, it's Quincy, Abington, now Hanover, Holbrook, Rockland, and part of Braintree. Is that correct?
That is correct.
It's so confusing with the redistricting, you know, this precinct, that precinct, but this has been a seat that's been held for the last couple of terms by State Senator John Keenan. You're a Republican. You're challenging him. Of course, people want to know, why run for this office? What are the big things that you're looking at?
As far as the things I'm looking to accomplish, basically, I believe that the left has just gone so far left on every topic. It got me to a point where I needed to step up and run for state senate. My platform is vocational training is the number one item that we have. I'm in the HVAC industry, and I realize the HVAC techs make extremely good money, and the vo-techs in Massachusetts are the best in the nation. We've got 50,000 kids in vo-tech. We have 125,000 that apply. So years ago, if you had B's and C's and you wanted to be a plumber or electrician, you could get in. But nowadays, they mostly take only honor roll students. So I believe the state of Massachusetts needs to spend more money on vo-tech training. Number two, yeah. Which Christine and I spoken briefly before we had the interview, is I'm a pro-police candidate. I'm running because Mike Chesna was murdered. Mike Chesna is a police officer, lives in Hanover, and he was on the force in Weymouth. And Cindy Chesna did a post, that's Mike's widow, on Hanover Connect about Mike at the height of the BLM protests. And I said to myself, let's rename the Hanover Middle School the Mike Chesna Memorial Middle School, and I get great response from that. One thing led to another. So I am a strong proponent of the police. My third major platform is parental rights. I think the schools nowadays, the school committees kind of do what they want. They take it from DESE, and the parents don't always have a say in what they want to do in the schools, and that's become a huge issue. So those are my three things. Primary things, vo-tech, pro-police, and parental rights.
Now, when you said we were talking a little bit off air, sometimes people who have never put their toe into the political arena have, you know, what they call an aha moment. Was it the moment when you thought about Mike Chesna should have a school named after him? Was that the moment you decided, I'm going to run for office?
That's when I started to be a proponent of the police. Most of my life, quite frankly, I was apathetic towards the police. If the police pulled me over, I'd say, oh, they're pulling me over. I wasn't for police. I wasn't against police. But once I read that, I said, that is just wrong for all policemen to be vilified. And all police to be vilified as a result of 1% or 2% that are bad police is wrong. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So when Cindy said that, it touched my heart. I said, this is wrong. And then I just started realizing the great work the police do. So that was the beginning of it. And then I started thinking about it, and then I needed to get some other things done. But Cindy's post is what got me thinking about it, and one thing really led to another. So the aha moment was really Cindy's post that made me take a stand. Instead of just being in the middle and being quiet, mm-hmm. I said, no, police do a good job. Firemen do a good job. Public servants that do a good job should be raised up and not spoken of poorly. So that's what got me going, and that's what got me talking.
How would you describe yourself politically? I know people sometimes say, well, I'm a moderate Republican, or I'm a liberal Republican. Don't hear that too often. I'm a Massachusetts Republican, which is something different, which is usually pretty tough on fiscal issues and pretty liberal on social issues. How would you describe, what kind of Republican are you?
I'm a hardcore conservative.
Okay.
And people in the hardcore, like a Jeff Deal, quite frankly, and I agree on almost every position, fiscally responsible and not as leaning leftward as I would have been when I was younger. Mm-hmm. So I've matured in that area. So I am, I'm not a Charlie Baker Republican. Charlie and I would differ on a lot of different things. I support the Mass GOP, and that's important to me. I'm loyal to the Mass GOP, mm-hmm. and that's something not everybody is.
What do you think, you know, if people at the beginning of the election season were thinking about what the big issues would be. And I think sometimes they think on a national scale, whether it's going to be, although this all, of course, translates locally, you know, whether it's going to be the economy, whether it's going to be abortion. What do you think the big issues are? In general, we find a lot of times it's always the economy, whatever state the economy's in at that moment. Do you agree with that?
I agree 100%. Right now, as the price of gasoline goes back up and President Biden depletes our reserves, if you look at supply and demand curve, the price is going to go up. People are going to have to make tough decisions. I worry about senior citizens on a fixed income. As the price of food goes up and the price of fuel goes up and the cost of medicine goes up, how do you make those tough choices? I mean, I don't know how people do those things. Mm-hmm. So we're getting into an inflationary period again, and I don't know how you control inflation. The Fed's trying to do it, but to me, everybody I talk to is unhappy with what's happening in the economy.
No, and of course, people always want to know when it's somebody, a candidate, and again, we're talking to Gary Innes, one state senate candidate for the Norfolk and Plymouth district. People go, what's in it for me? So let's say you get elected to this seat. What are you going to make happen as a newbie on Beacon Hill?
Well, one of the things that drives me nuts about the politicians on either side of the party is they just bring in all this revenue, and then they take the revenue and they send it back to the district and they make a big deal of it. But aren't you giving the money back to the taxpayer? And why'd you take the taxpayer's money? For instance, right now we've got that $2.9 billion. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to go back and it hasn't gone back. I think the politicians on Beacon Hill are foolish the way they spend money. They spend money like they're Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. They don't spend their own money. They're spending other people's money. And I think it's a disgrace, some of the projects that you see. It's like, why is the state paying for pickleball courts in Western Mass? Mm-hmm. You know, some of the things I see. So fiscally, the state is a disaster. So I'd like to address that. Mm-hmm. And we need to take a look at the budget and why is the money continue to come in and they just continue to find a way to spend it. There's no fiscal responsibility on Beacon Hill is the way I see it.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page that has more about your candidacy so people can find out more about you?
I do. Thank you very much, Christine. My website is www.GaryInnes4StateSenate.com. And that's forstatesenate.com.
Do you have a Facebook page too? Are you doing anything with that?
It's my Facebook is through my personal Facebook. That's
okay.
Where most of my, so it's Gary Innes. You'll see a picture of myself and my wife.
Well, that says great. We'll put this interview up online too. We wish you luck on the election coming up here at WATD. We'll have complete election coverage that night on November 8th. And thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you, Christine.
You're very welcome. Again, that's Gary Innes. He's a Republican. He's running for the Norfolk Plymouth State Senate seat. I'm Christine James.